Expectations for preseason game number 3 as the starters will play tonight. I'm not sure, but I do know that we need to look a lot better than we have, and specifically with the starters. I'm not talking about Jack Frost and the second and third teamers. He will get some run tonight. I'm talking about with Tua, even with Cooper Rush, Mike, because he's going to relieve Tua tonight. Those are going to be your three quarterbacks. And I just feel like overall, like I've said, what you felt in preseason game number 2 with Strand leading the way is what we need to feel with the first team. Let's go down and score. Let's right. have let's get a positive drive
right.
going.
Hey, man, let's see the ones look like they're ones, right?
That's right.
And Jake Matthews, certainly Juwan Taylor, you'll be watching him on the right side. He's got the blind side if it's Tua or Michael Penix. You and I were just talking during the commercial break. It really feels like they've always had a plan. Maybe they thought they could get lucky and Mike gets ahead of schedule. So as a Falcon fan, how about this? Is it unrealistic for me to say, okay, I'm not going to see him in Pittsburgh, but I will see him in the home opener against Carolina? How's that?
It's very possible.
Week 2.
It's very possible. You know, and listen, my whole thing in the entire summer was how much of a leash do they give to him? Meaning, hey, what if he balls out and we beat Pittsburgh by 7, 8, 9, 10 points? And you feel really good about his performance. Are you pulling him in week 2 at home? Or are you just going to say, hey, Michael, let's continue to get ready? You know, again, I don't know what his timetable is, but I'm saying, like that's been my thing, Mike. Right. Or are you just going to go, I don't give a damn what Tua does. Penix starts in week 2.
Well, that's just it. Because, again, remember, the Dolphins are paying Tua to be a Falcon. The Falcons are only paying him $1.3 million. It's really a $1.2 million. I think, actually, Cooper might make more money as far as a cap hit. Cooper Rush. But I'm with you. We'll talk more about that coming up before we get out of here at 5, where Falcon pregame begins with Big Bo Johnson. Bo Morgan.
Well,
actually, it's a hybrid. I put them all together.
And Mike
now
Johnson.
You just disrespected me and butchered my name and made some kind of hybrid nonsense. Yeah, Bo Morgan, dang it. Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson.
That is correct, Amundo. All right, that's going to come your way at 5. We'll give you a leaderboard update out here at the Tour Championship. Beautiful day, by the way. We've been blessed, man, with some beautiful
weather.
What's up,
man? Hey, man.
And again, no rain. I'm not wood. All the stuff we've talked about, I know there's a slight chance, but guys, it's still summer, and there's a chance of rain every damn afternoon.
And I know we talk about, you know, athletes and, you know, obviously track stars, football players, basketball, the condition hockey players got to be in, baseball. These cats walking 18 on this hilly conditions.
It's unbelievable.
With the humidity and the heat, these dudes are some athletes, man. If you don't respect the game, then you're missing out. Because you and I just had to hoof it up here with a computer bag, and I thought I needed a defibrillator, but I got to the 10th green.
Oh, it's that, Mike, and then the mental capacity to hit the shot you need to hit.
Right.
Right. I mean, there's a lot to winning these damn tournaments. All right, that's on the way. Right now, though, we got to talk some dogs. So Kirby Smart was on the Steakhouse. I want you to hear a couple of things as we get ready for the dog season.
Steak is elite.
Kirby was talking about what he's seen in camp so far, because everybody's wondering what his opinion is, because only his really matters.
Great competitive character. They respond when challenged. They're enthusiastic at practice. I mean, I've really enjoyed this team, and the leadership on it is high quality. Not a lot of negative attitudes or negative energy towards practicing. We've had a really, you know, fun camp. We've taken a little different approach to this one, but we've had a good physical, been really hot camp. But I got a lot of faith and trust in the competitive character of this group.
They are more experienced.
Right.
I'll say this now, and I'll say it at the end of the season, if things play out the way I think they are. They arguably have the best offensive line in college football. And I think it's being underrated, and it's something nobody's really talking about. We're spending a lot of time on Gunner. He's
right.
got a really good offensive line. Bobo's a big part of that at center.
Defensive line should be stout.
And they've got more experience on the defensive side. I'm with Kirby. He should feel good about what he's seeing in camp. He also talked about how camp is different now compared to, like, the pre-week zero stuff in college football.
Well, the NCAA gave us a different format. They're changing it again next year with the week zero implementation. They're giving you less days in camp and less practices lead up. And we as coaches voted not to start earlier because they started week zero. So in anticipation of that and a little bit of change this year, we had a format of three on, one off. Instead of in years past, we would go 5 or 6 days, I think it was 6 days in a row.
That's Kirby Smart talking about the difference now. And, again, rules and regulations, guys. I mean, again, you know, every year there's a tweak here or there.
Right.
And you've got to adjust. But, as we said, college football Saturday, you get North Carolina, Tennessee. That's an 8.5-point game, by the way. TCU, excuse me, not Tennessee, but TCU is favored in that game against North Carolina. That's in Dublin, Ireland, by the way, on ESPN. Right. San Jose State taking on USC. I think USC is going to be really good, and I have them in the college football playoff for the first time in forever. But they're playing San Jose State at home for, what is that spread, 38.5 for USC to start the season. And then New Mexico State at Florida State, which Mike was talking about, on the CW.
By the way, Steve Belichick, Bill Belichick's son, the mullet kid.
Yes, yes.
He's out. He's like MIA now. Belichick's going to call the defense for Carolina.
Is it some kind of medical situation?
Speculation runs rampant, but okay. A lot of folks feel this is going to be it. One more year for Belichick, and which you and I predicted was going to be a great big nothing.
Nothing.
At North Carolina. And, look, it doesn't affect his legacy as a pro coach, but Steve Belichick not expected to be with North Carolina, according to the Charlotte Observer. So it's a whole situation. It's never felt right. It's never looked right. Bill Belichick and all those stupid nonsense with the girlfriend, it's just the whole thing's a soap opera.
It really is.
Not to mention, who are you bringing in? You lose Lombardi, they dismiss him over some HR beef. The whole thing's a train wreck.
It is, man. His girlfriend's still there, though, right?
Yep, still wearing 28-3 shirts and spas. For T-shirts for spas, mocking Robert Kraft.
All right. More with Kirby,
very
man.
Very petty.
Kirby talking about the five-year rule, Mike, and how that was brought on today. Again, full interview online at Odyssey.com as he was on the Steakhouse. Here's Kirby Smart.
This is another one of those calls and effects. When they made the portal and kids could transfer as many times as they wanted to, they didn't anticipate. I didn't anticipate. Nobody anticipated the value of a year. And what you had is kids saying, well, I can play in four games, but I'm not playing in one more. And so then coaches were short numbers. We didn't have enough players. We couldn't finish seasons. Guys were trying to save their years. And in the climate we're in, this five for five is really clear. You can play every snap. You can play one snap. You can play no snaps. But you got 5 years.
I like it, too. I just think this is the right move.
Right.
This legal stuff we're seeing, and again, if you're just joining us, Day-Day mentioned in what's on his mind about a judge, basically.
Greg Sankey and the SEC specifically mentioned now in the latest suit or the restraining order that LSU has thrown out there, naming them as complainants. Right? Is that where it's at?
That is correct. Let's hear Kirby talk about wanting and getting great players. Look, nothing's changed in his mind about how he goes about this as far as recruiting, even the transfer portal. But this is his response about getting and having great players.
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't – I mean, I want great players as much as the next guy. I mean, everybody wants to get the best team they can, and that's a competitive market to do that. There's a certain lines that everybody has to make a decision that they want to cross, if they feel comfortable with it. And, I'm a enthusiast of traditional college football and it being – college football players, and you can make a case for a lot of these guys in that 2022 class. You know, hey, they wouldn't have gone if they had known this, and that's why I went through those circumstances of so many changes in college football over the last 10 to 15 years. Whether it was one play you're redshirted, four games you're redshirted, extra games or the games postseason, not counting. It's just, it changes and everybody's affected by it. And each group has been impacted differently. So I don't have any qualms about, teams that are trying to have acquisitions and get players from the NFL if they think it's the right thing for their team. I just don't think it's the right thing for ours.
I like it. I mean, that's a balanced response. He's basically saying, I can understand, but still, you and I have kind of said, look, you made that decision to go to the NFL. Kirby said the judge gave you another alternative, but guess what? You're out. Once you cross that line, you become a professional. Even though college football now is semi-professional, it just doesn't pass the eye test. And I think Kirby, he's friends with Lane. These guys are communicating. As you say, it's a very, very close-knit community of former Saban assistants, but still, I love how Kirby answered that. I still would love to see LSU just stop the nonsense, just like Texas Tech. We were waiting for someone there to just say, just stop it already. And finally, someone just said, stop it already, and they pulled everything.
And they did. But that's why I was asking Mike earlier about where's this coming from with LSU? Like, I know everybody thinks.
Who's driving this? These one or two guys is putting you over the top.
Yeah, but I just feel like everybody thinks, like, it starts and stops with Lane Kiffin. And it may have started there, but I don't think it stops there. I think everybody that's involved from the AD to the chancellor and the president, and as I said, even government officials with the state, are pushing the envelope here. And that, to me, is the bigger issue. The deal with Kirby is, and you guys, whether you realize this or not, sorry, Governor Kemp, he's like the governor. And when he says, hey, we ain't doing it, we ain't doing it. And that's it. Right. You know? And I don't think it's that way at every – matter of fact, I know it's not that way at every program. Because you've got so much money involved from people who want to have a say, and they're like, no, we want to get this guy.
But I'm not to paint Lane Kiffin as a sympathetic figure, but you're right. Some of the folks who said, look, either you're with us or you're against us.
That's right.
Why he had to pull out stakes at Ole Miss on a historic season and a chance to win a natty because some of these guys that were going to do everything to get him to LSU said, you've got to be here now. Maybe the same guys behind this nonsense.
It's crazy.
But again, like, you can be a great college player and be nothing in the NFL. You can be drafted in the first round as a great college player. So, you know, if they feel some of these dudes are the secret sauce, like a fourth-string tight end is going to be the difference, it's hard to see from the outside, but they're sticking to their guns.
I agree. All right, man, we got more to get to. A leaderboard update. It's on the way. Guy talk as well. And the latest as we get ready for the third preseason game, what to expect tonight before we get out of here at 5 o'clock with the pregame show on the way with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. It's Dukes and Bell.